Well, good evening, everyone. My name's Warren Lance, and I want to welcome you to the weekly Take Action Team podcast, where each week, not only are we looking to inspire you into taking action and moving your business forwards, but we really want to give you some tools in which to do so. Because a lot of excitement's great, but knowing what to do and some activities would be a good thing. And let me tell you, this week we have an amazing couple joining us. In fact, this couple is the 16th Take Action Team Millionaire. They're the 201st Isagenix Millionaire, and they've only been in Isagenix for 2 years, 9 months, and have already gone millionaire. This couple has a lot of knowledge to share with us, and what's interesting, no prior network marketing experience, came in as product users, and as you can say, the rest is history. So it is my absolute privilege to bring to the line this evening Alan and Laurie Hilzinger. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Warren, thank you for your kind words.
Hey, we're fantastic, mate.
Well, hey, it was so good seeing you at SKO down in Australia. I mean, it was pretty exciting. We probably had over, 4,000 people out. It was just an extraordinary event.
It was awesome, mate. And the coffee, of course, afterwards was pretty good.
Limitless coffee you and I had, that was you could almost say that's a game changer too.
Absolutely.
It's not just the events, is it? It's the people you see at the event.
Well, that's exactly right. So, first of all, I just want to say just a huge congratulations. I mean, in the profession of network marketing, very, very few people ever earn $1 million in their lifetime, and you guys accomplished that in under 3 years. So I just want to take my hat off to you and guys say well done.
Thank you so much, Woz, and a big thanks to you for all your mentorship and guidance and helping us along the way. We really appreciate it.
And this Take Action team, everybody has helped us along the way, and we're so grateful for that.
Wow. Thank you for all that you guys do, because you make an entire difference, not only to our team, but to the entire company. I know you guys have really started to support international leadership. You're spending lots of time in Singapore. You're committed to that region. And again, you guys are stellar leaders. And obviously, you were professional network marketers when you joined Isagenix, correct?
No, far from it. We had a bit of a stigma about it.
I sent Jackson my results, and he said, "Yeah, I've got to share this." And I'm like, "You know, well, you can, but like, don't mention me. I want nothing to do with it. I've got enough on my plate." And he's like, "Are you serious?"
And I used to get pitched a network marketing company, at least probably, I don't know, 4 to 5 times a week. As the CEO of Gold Coast Basketball, I was just, people would come in, walk in the door, pitch another network marketing company, and I was just like, oh, man.
They weren't network marketing, it was a Christmas tree, remember?
Yeah, all these kind of things where you had some crazies. I'd seen everything that was, I suppose, what we now know you shouldn't do. So we had a real stigma about it. I think we'd just been turned off by just a few people.
Well, okay, so before, let's start here. So before Isagenix, you weren't professional networkers. In fact, you guys, neither one of you have ever been in network marketing. What were you doing? Because it's my understanding that you both were working full-time jobs, and I'll have you share what you were doing. In addition to that, you are, both of you, a little bit entrepreneurish, and on the side, you were running two other businesses as well as doing these two full-time jobs. So tell us a little bit what you were doing prior to Isagenix, and then obviously I'm going to ask, how the heck did you get introduced? But let's start with what you were doing prior.
We were really, really busy. And even looking back now, I'm not sure how we managed, but I do remember adrenal burnout was on the, on the cards. But basically, I was working as an immersion teacher, which means that I was teaching business in Japanese to Australian students. So I was doing that full time, and obviously we had the girls who at the time were 4 and 6, our little girls, and then also we had an online business where we sold Wedgwood and cutlery and all sorts of glasses and those sorts of things, which was pretty full on and consumed a lot of our nights. Basically, as soon as we put the kids to bed, we'd start doing that at night times. And then Alan and I had also just launched with another couple a sports tour company as well. And so that was only running for about
a few months
prior to doing Isogenics. And you know, we ran sports tours. Plus, yeah.
And I was CEO of Gold Coast Basketball. So we had a hectic life. We don't get us wrong. We loved the life that we lived
it.
And
yeah.
We enjoyed it prior to Isogenics, but it was very, very full on. And as Larry said, we were really getting to that point where we were burnt out. We were tired and burnt out. And, yeah, I suppose Isogenics could not come, especially from the health point of view, at a better time.
Well, I guess there's something to be said about if you want something done, give it to a busy individual, in this case a busy couple. I mean, come on, you're both working full-time, you're running two side businesses, and then you have two girls, which, I mean, Holly and Verona, I mean, they're precious at the time. They're 4 and 6. I mean, as you said, life was extremely busy, but case in point, give something to a busy person, and if they capture the vision, guys, look out, because they can create miracles, which, in essence, you're doing that for so many people. So how did you actually get introduced to Isogenics?
You know what? This is probably, you know, you were talking at the start of the call about people getting some actual real lessons out of these calls as well. And you know, Jackson Parr was textbook. And we look back on it now, and you know, everyone out there loves Jacko, and most people that listen to these calls know Jackson. And we look back and we go, he was textbook from day one. So he sent me a message towards the end of 2013, and he gave me a real compliment. I coached Jackson in an international basketball tournament in Malaysia. So, you know, we had a friendship, but we weren't. You know, it wasn't like we were close friends talking every day. So in a sense, we were just more acquaintances than anything else. And he sent me a message and said, hey, Alan, look, I really respect you as a business person, et cetera, et cetera. And he sort of talked me up, made me feel good. And he said, look, I've got a business at the moment, and it's going really well, and it's expanding into Asia. I know you've got a lot of contacts in Asia. I'd just love to get your feedback and thoughts and a bit of direction. And that was it. And I was like, how good's that? Like, really nice. And I replied back and I said, hey, man, I'm really busy at the moment. Definitely keen to catch up with you as soon as, you know, our schedules can meet. And that was it. And then I sort of went cold on it. Jackson followed me up perfectly 3 or 4 times, just trying to set a date in. And then simultaneously, Larry happened to be scrolling through on my Facebook. Like,
I wasn't Facebook
as a wife does,
Warren.
Where I was.
No, I wasn't. True story, Warren. So, no, Alan was using your Facebook had logged out or something. So
yeah,
he was on my Facebook, and I was waiting in the car for him, and I was on his Facebook thinking it was mine, and there was literally all these before and after photos of good looking girls, and I'm like, hey, what are you looking at on your phone?
And that was it. Then Larry was like, saw one photo, and I said, oh, that's Jackson. You know how he's been talking to me about meeting up about his business? And she's like, you have to go and talk to him. So I was like, okay, cool. So we went and chatted with Jacko, did the products. 30 days later, we absolutely were in love with the products. Sent Jackson our before and after photos and said, hey, love the products. Just so you know, here's our photos. We've reordered a new pack. We're really excited about the next 30 days as well. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. It's changed our lives. That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Wow. So let's go back. Jackson, as you said, was textbook, and there's some good takeaways here. How when he was reaching out to you, you were nothing more than acquaintance. You guys sort of knew each other. You weren't friends, close friends, but he started off by giving you a compliment, and I think that's so massive. When we're reaching out to people in social media or an email, give the compliment. Acknowledge them for how this individual's impacted you, how you respect them. And then I love how you said that because you had business experience in Asia, he used that as a leverage point to want to get your input. I mean, he wasn't really pitching you directly. And I think that soft sell is a massive lesson here. It really is.
I even do remember in one of the follow-ups, and it's only been like looking back on this, knowing what we know now and looking back on it, I do even remember at some stage he tagged me back in a photo of a funny incident that occurred when we were in Malaysia as well, where something had come back up on his Facebook and he re-tagged me in it just as this little follow-up touch point that was non-Isagenics related or anything in between that and when we met as well. So everything he did now, and, you know, we ourselves just copy a lot of stuff that we've seen and experienced from Jackson himself. So, yeah, it was really, really good, and it was all about the relationship for him.
Now, when you got started, I understand that Jackson, I mean, he was really there for you. He encouraged you, as you just said, you did take before pictures, and you had after pictures after the 30 days. I know you guys had stellar results. I mean, my understanding is, Alan, you dropped about 8.5 kilos. Laurie's probably 7-ish. And, I mean, that's for the North Americans, you can times that by two. It's like 16 and 14 guys. But you guys had tremendous results. Jackson was there. He wasn't, I imagine he was there subtly supporting. He wasn't being a pest or a bug, huh?
No. It was just on Facebook. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't all that often either. We just need to reach out to him and he just check in with us. And actually, as for a millionaire present, he just gave us, it's so sweet, Warren. He actually just printed out our conversations from the first 30 days. For us to keep as a memory as our millionaire presence. And it was interesting actually reading over those conversations. And it's funny, we use some of the same wording when we're coaching people through cleansing now as well. But it was just really simple, and it was just all about the relationship and caring for us.
And even at some point there was, you know, Larry was reaching out. She didn't feel like she had the results to the degree that she was, you know, desiring early on. And he just hung in there, and he was just like, you know, just hang in there and really, really supportive. And we did. We had the best 30-day experience, and we felt like we always had somebody there right by our side if we needed to reach out. It was great.
Nice. Again, a huge lesson. And that's what this is about, because you guys have had an incredible journey, but we want others to experience it as well, obviously.
Definitely.
So you complete the 30 days. You give them your before and after, and you say, great, we're going to order some more, but you're not interested in sharing. Is that a safe assumption? Like, you're clearly not interested in sharing at this point in time.
I really didn't like the idea it was network marketing because I have too many degrees that I still haven't paid off. and I was kind of freaking about the whole concept that, you know, you're making money from your friends and different things that I don't even know where they came from, Warren, just ideas that obviously my parents and my, you know, my upbringing has put in my head. And I was, to Alan, I was like, I don't want anything to do with the business. We're just using the product. In fact, I don't even really want anyone to know that we're doing it.
And so pretty much from there, we had a lot of people asking us. And in that, at the very, very initial part, when we sent Jackson the photos, and, you know, it was fantastic for Jackson as well, especially when you're talking about the way him as a professional, and it was just coming naturally for him as well. We didn't want to share, and then Jackson,
he said something to you, because I know now you're so big on languaging, and you have a line that you learned from Jackson, and let's give Jackson part of the credit here, but a very powerful languaging around taking product users, which you guys clearly were, and somehow turning you into product shares, because something shifted. And you want to share what Jackson said to you? And guys, get pen and paper. You want to write this down. But what did he say to you to cause you to open up to the concept of actually sharing?
So basically he said initially his target was, when we sent the photos, he was, hey, Al, you know, you guys could definitely share these up on Facebook. I'm confident you'll get your products paid for, probably more. Let's do it. And I was like, hey, Jackson, no, let's back this up. You've just got to understand, we are living busy lives. We're happy paying for our products, man. We don't need to get our products paid for. We're happy paying for them. So he tried a couple of little things, but it was the last part that really converted us to decide to go, you know what, we will share this with our family and friends. was when Jackson said, look, I just want to ask you one question. I want to be open and honest. I ask you one question. If I had never shared Isagenics with you guys, how would you be feeling right now? And it was literally like a boom. That was the light that just went off to go, if we rewound ourselves 30 days, we were tired, we were burnt out, we were overweight, we were struggling, we were like, everything had shifted for us physically and health-wise, that he was spot on. If he'd never, ever reached out to us and followed us up and shared with us, we wouldn't have experienced that. So we were just, it was a realization that by not sharing, we were denying our friends and our family the opportunity to feel that amazing as well.
Wow. How brilliant, huh? I mean, that is so simple. And again, he did impact both your lives. And how could you deny that to others? And he just, again, the languaging was such that you almost felt obligated that, well, I better at least share this with my friends and family because they deserve it. And that's beautiful. When you can have that happen to a product user where they feel almost obligated to share it, oh my goodness, magic begins to happen.
Yeah.
Now, as we move on, I mean, you guys, in sharing it with some people, and I know you were feeding them to Jackson, he was supporting you, but not too far in, you guys started to get your products actually paid for, your monthly products paid for, which then again opened the door to even a bigger vision, did it not?
Yeah, definitely. We realized, like, the company just kept throwing money at us, and actually at the time Jackson didn't even know entirely how the compensation plan worked. We were sort of figuring it out together. But we're like, where'd all this money come from? You know, we thought we'd get paid for this or this, but, you know, why all the extras and that sort of thing? So we were shocked, actually, at how easy it was to get our products paid for.
Mm.
And it was purely just by helping our family and friends get healthy, too. That was the best thing. It was one thing getting great results for ourselves. I was actually really nervous at first, even though some people showed interest in doing it. I was scared that, you know, here I am recommending something to them, and I know it works for me, but if it doesn't work for them, then, you know, could that ruin the relationship? And it freaked me out a little bit. But then Alan said to me, you know, worst case, we'll send it back and we'll get their money back for them. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, well, there's nothing to lose there. There's only everything to gain.
I think that was the mental click as well at that point with sharing was that when we realized how genuine everything was the fact that it was like, yeah, exactly what Larry said. What's the worst case scenario is that they don't follow the system as they should, and or they don't have the results that they were expecting, and the 30-day money-back guarantee, they get a full refund. So there was no issue or no fear then about having awkward, weird relationships. So that certainly helped us to share, and Jackson was massive in that because we were busy and we weren't bought into the vision of creating a residual income and the lifestyle and everything that has since occurred. But at that stage, we were happy to share with family and friends, and Jackson would do calls for us and meetings for us, and he pretty much just ran with it. We would, you know, give him the people, and he would be like, okay, look, cool, let's meet up with them all together, and he would do everything, and we just learned from that.
And again, another huge lesson for all the leaders listening in. I mean, when we're dealing with new people, it's our responsibility as the leader to do like 95% of it. In essence, that's what Jacko did. I mean, you got people interested, you invited them, he showed up, he did all the explaining. And as you said, you were open to that. Now, you hadn't yet bought into the big vision, like, oh my goodness, this could replace our income, this could give us time, freedom. You hadn't bought into that. And I know Jackson was really big on getting you to an event, because like his belief was leaders are born at events. And so we had a celebration coming up. I don't think, share with that, because I know Laurie, she had work to do. She wasn't really into coming. He had to twist her arm a little bit. Share with us how that conversation went, because again, there's some learns here.
Yeah, it was really interesting because Jackson had followed us up, and because we actually, as Larry said, had been getting our products paid for, we'd made a little bit of income, we were curious to say the least. And, you know, we always, now in hindsight, think back, and I always remember, as we've gone through our journey, listening to Lynn Hagedorn talk about compensation drives behavior. And again, in hindsight, I look at it and go, wow, doesn't it? We got our products paid for, and then Jackson simply said, look, come along to Celebration. I know you guys are getting your products paid for. You're going to at least know whether it's for you or not. You come one day, it doesn't matter. He gifted us a ticket. He knew the value of events. We didn't at that point, but he was like, it was just simple. It was just like, you're getting your products paid for. You just don't know. It might be for you. It may not be. That's okay. Come along. You'll have a great time. And that was it. So I was like, okay, cool. I'll commit to coming to the event. In my own mind, I was committing to day one, and if it was not what I was expecting, then I probably would not have showed up for the other days. And Larry at that point was not going to go. So then once he had me commit initially, then he went about talking to Larry as well.
Yeah, so I didn't have any time off work at all, but I thought I can go for the one day that was on the weekend. And yeah, I thought, actually, it'd be a good day. I'll see Alan for a change, because we were kind of busy and we never got any time away from the kids at work. So I kind of like the idea of actually going along with him and spending some time. And, yeah, I went to the first day, and the people that I met and the calibre of the community and it was actually the Take Action Day event that I went to, actually, Warren.
The event that we do prior to celebrations most years. So it was actually attending that Take Action event, which I understand was your turning point.
That's right. So I was at that event, and I love the community. Everyone felt like family there. And, you know, I went to the bathroom, and I met, at the time, Irene Miller, but I didn't know it was who Irene Miller was. She was just a lovely lady that was talking to me about my why in the bathroom, and I just thought, wow, like we share really similar ideals, and how beautiful, what a beautiful community. And I went back to Alan. I remember saying to Alan, oh wow, I just met this amazing woman in the bathroom, she's so lovely. And I was talking about her 1 minute, and then the next minute she was up on stage being presented as the Isagenics Millionaire.
First ever Australian New Zealand.
I was like, oh, there she is. So it did inspire me, and it was just a few words that we shared in the bathroom, and I'm sure Irene doesn't even remember, but it touched me enough to really become even more interested. And, you know, even we had a chat with Kylie Donaldson over lunch, and she was talking to us about, you know, what we're wanting to achieve and what we were doing, and everybody was just so helpful and beautiful people that I was really, you know, I wanted to be a part of that community. And so, yeah, I actually took sick days. Oh dear, this is being recorded, but anyway, yeah, I took sick days for the next days to go to the whole event.
You don't have to worry about it anymore. It's all good.
So, again, and that's one of the things that we hear leaders, whether it doesn't matter if they're in North America, South America, Australia, Asia. I mean, you hear leaders that always say, like, get your people to events. And, I mean, events build belief. And you guys just heard Laurie. I mean, getting her to that event was the turning point. It's seeing the community. I mean, Isagenics has created such an amazing community that it draws people in. People want to be part of this, and that's why we always say get people to events.
Yeah, it's so true. The community, I mean, even as well, if you talk about the community, that was to us, there wasn't a single person that wasn't willing to talk to us at the event. It was just crazy. Like, everywhere you turned, you just met new people, everyone was positive. And I suppose that's one of the biggest reasons that we're so passionate about not just going to events, and we commit to going to every event, but just encouraging all of our team to continually get to events. Larry, the other thing I think that we didn't touch on there as well was at Celebration, you just don't know what you're going to see or what you're going to hear. And we listened to you on stage, and you mentioned David Wood, and you talked about David Wood, and then you talked about Warrior, which is a course through Peak Potentials in America, or Success Resources as we know it in Australia and New Zealand. And we turned to each other and we're like, wow, all the stars are just aligning, saying to us we are in the right company. And that was it. That was it for us, just the people and just knowing that we're in the right place.
Mm. I appreciate that. And it's true. I mean, David and I did meet at Warrior Camp, and you know what? Personal development events, training events to better you, grow you as a person, is a great place to meet other networkers. I mean, it's a target-rich environment. Let's just leave it there. But as you guys were starting to build, again, because let's be realistic, you have two children, two girls, 4 and 6. You're both working full-time, and you're running two businesses on top of that. How did you fit the network marketing into your busy life? I mean, it wasn't as if you had an extra 40 hours that you could dedicate. Like, how did that all sort of work?
Good question.
Actually, at first, like really, it was just recommending it to a few people at first, and we passed them on to, you know, we actually passed them on to Jacko, and so he really helped us out. And then, you know, you with your friends, you sort of, you know, what are you doing? I guess we didn't really cleanse coach them; we just gave them support, you know, as they were going through their program. Checking in on them wasn't like we had messages in our phones or anything. We just normally check in on our friends, so it was really easy to sort of share and get a few people going, and they sort of did it on their own accord too, you know, the first few people. And then to actually grow the business, it was from that event. We left that event, I remember, in the car on the way home. We were actually writing down all the places that we'd met people over the years, who could we reconnect with, and like literally writing lists of people that we were going to connect with and setting our goals for the next 90 days. And at the same time too, the ISA Derby had launched in Australia, and Jackson said, you know, you're in this team and we're going to do this together. So we were sort of put together with a small group of people, and we were going to work towards our goals together. And I probably went back to more of the working. Well, I would talk to people when I was at work and doing my work, and whenever someone was interested, I'd pass them on to either Jackson or Alan. And soon after that, actually, Alan, just due to his work situation, actually gave up his role at Gold Coast Basketball. So he was sort of full-time with the businesses at home, and he was doing, well, actually mainly isogenics work until I came home at night time, and then we sort of moved on to doing it, our online businesses and other things. So,
and you know what was, I think, when you follow what people that have already been successful have done, it makes it so much easier. And I look back and I go, that was one of the best things that we could ever have done. We listened to Lynn Hagedorn and Michael Clough, and they were at Celebration in Australia back in 2014. And they had simple, simple steps. And we were like, wow, they make it seem so easy. So for us, when we left, we never overcomplicated, but we did a lot of simple stuff. So we wrote that master list out, and we went on a mission to contact every single person on that master list, not about isogenics necessarily. Some of them we did have a direct conversation with, but the majority were just to reconnect with them. And we followed the roadmap, the Crystal Exec, and we really did all of the simple things we just learned there from day one. From the time that we went all in, we didn't try and recreate anything. It was just all about as many conversations as we could possibly have in a shorter period of time, and then using all the stuff we just learned. We'd learn about some of the tools. We'd learn, obviously, we had Jackson that was continually plugging in, and then just following the formula of ISA Derby, which was enroll, get people paid, which is pretty much exactly what Jackson had done to us, and then get them to the event. And that was it. It was really, you know what, there was no magic to it away from the fact that we just, every spare minute we had, we were talking to people.
Mm. And isn't that true? When we keep it simple, others believe it possible. And I love how you said, Lynn and Michael, they simplified it. They had you make a list. You shared that in the vehicle. You were thinking, okay, where do we know people from? Oh, yeah, basketball. We know people from maybe ballet for your girls. It's swimming for the girls. We know people here. We know people there. And you guys created that big master list. And just out of ballpark, if you think back, how many people do you think you threw on that initial big list?
We were aiming for 100, right?
We were aiming for 100. And they said 100, and we were like, far out. Have we got 100 people to put on this list? And we'd lived, just to sort of edify it a little more, was we'd only been back in Australia for 4 years. We lived in Japan for 10 years.
So no, we hadn't even been back for 4 years.
Had we been back, 3 to 4 years we'd been back in Australia. And prior to that, it was 10 years in Japan. So
we'd actually fallen out of contact with so many people. But, you know, as I said that too, I sort of used that as an excuse. And actually, I even remember, you know, we're sitting in the event at Celebration. I was like, oh, if only this was in Japan, you know, all my contacts in Japan, because I literally have, you know, thousands of them. And then I think it was you, Warren, on stage that said, you know, if you can't build locally, how do you expect to build globally? And I was like, yeah, it's just an excuse. It's just brain. It's just my brain telling me that, right? And I guess from our personal development as well, we've been taught to recognise when we're coming up with these excuses in our heads. And so, you know, we went, no, we need to prove this locally first. We can do this. So I didn't really know how, and we had our doubts and we had our concerns, but we were going to do it.
We listened. I'm pretty sure it was Michael that said, could have been Lynn. I always get the two of them confused because they do keep it really, really simple and they've got such great teachings, that don't eliminate anybody from your master list. So we didn't. So we literally, you know, if it was an acquaintance, if it was anybody we could think of, and while our target was 100, I do remember that we finished up with over 500 people on that list. A lot of them we still had to find them. We had to find them on Facebook. We had to find them in our phones. And then it just continued to grow, and it was really interesting because in that first 90 days, as we were contacting people, our master list grew because we had it written down in one book, which we still to this day continue to use one master list book written down. As we were using the book and messaging or contacting somebody, another person would trigger off that person, and then we'd add them to the list. And it just was this like snowball effect of thinking of people. And you know what? For us, I know if we could find 500 people that we'd ever known in our lives, that, you know, everyone's no doubt got that many people that they've met at some point. It's just a matter of not making judgment or eliminating people because you didn't like them in high school or because you didn't really have a conversation properly with them when you had met them previously. But if you know them, you know them, and you just don't know what kind of relationship you're going to build with them.
That's beautiful. And I love how you guys were willing to take the time and effort to actually create the list. And it wasn't that when you got to 20, you stopped. Okay, I think what Lynn and Michael, they inspired you to shoot for 100 names. Because if you had 100 names, you have people to work with. You have people to follow up with. If you get a few no's, it doesn't matter. But what's beautiful is you just embrace the concept and you continue to add to it. And it grew to about 500 names. And the other thing that's really crucial is you took the next action step, which was actually following up, tracking them down on Facebook, trying to locate them, get a message out. And I think that is, if there's any lessons here, obviously you need the list of names, but if you're never going to make the effort to reach out to them, what's the point? And both you and Laurie, I mean, I've stayed at your home. I've seen your follow-up sheet, that big whiteboard with all the people that you're following up with. I mean, you guys are so systematic about following up and making sure you do the follow-up. That's the reason you're getting the enrollments. I mean, it's beautiful.
Look, it's messy, Warren. There's, you know, so many people to talk to, and you just got to find ways to talk to them. And if you think about it too much, then I think that's when it's a problem. It just comes from the heart and it's authentic. And, it's really important that a follow-up to me too could just be, you know, giving somebody an authentic compliment as well, you know. Just they know that we do Isogenics. We've branded ourselves that way, and they can see that. So every time we talk to them, doesn't matter what we're talking about, in the back of their minds, they know that Isogenics is always there as well. And we've actually we've had somebody that joined our business now a year ago, but we followed up with her for 2 years actually. And, you know, it wasn't always about Isogenics. Sometimes it was and sometimes it wasn't. But she knew. I spoke to her since and she's like, I knew that you were always thinking Isogenics. So I think that works really well. And so, yeah, we look at some of our conversations and literally, what was the longest? We we've had with follow-ups and things like that.
Some of them are crazy, and I mean, you're the master of that too, Woz. We know you've been followed people up for years that have joined your business, and you're right. I think systematically for us, while it was messy, because in the sense Larry and I use the word messy in the sense of it's all our action, we still tracked it the best we possibly could. And we would write people when we needed to follow up, we would write them in the back of our master list book. And as you said, we would have, I can't remember how many whiteboards we had at one stage, 5 or 6 whiteboards up in our house with, you know, who we were following up and the cleansers we were following up. And it was just all, and it was our biggest, I think, one of our biggest successes was the fact that we wrote everything down. We didn't rely on finding it in our phone or finding it in Messenger and Facebook, is that we continually wrote everything down. We wrote our master list, we wrote our follow-ups, we wrote our hot list. And I think if you're going to have a system, for me, I'm such a big believer in the power of writing.
Well, I think we could do another call with you guys just on your simplistic system to success, because I mean, creating the lists, and I know you've worked with other leaders, because you don't become an Isagenics millionaire without creating other leaders. And I know you have probably 25, if we looked at your top 25 cyclers, because we have, I mean, out of your top 25, I believe only 3 were friends. You had a few acquaintances, but predominantly it's a whole pile of new people. Is that not correct?
Yeah.
Yes, spot on. Three would be what we would consider really good friends prior to Isagenics, for sure. And then there's a handful that we hadn't, I know one of them we hadn't spoken to for 20 years, and that was the person that was the fastest to ever become an executive within our personal role, and she did that in 7 weeks, but we hadn't connected for 20 years. And also still started as a product user, and 2 weeks in decided to pursue the business. And then the majority, as you said, we had no idea who they were. And now, of course, they're fantastic friends of ours, but we had never met them, never seen them, would never have known if it wasn't for Isagenics.
Well, let me tell you, we're going to do another call. We're absolutely going to do another call on the system and sort of how you track things, because, I mean, I know you've learned so many lessons along the way, and I guess let's finish with that, sort of one from each of you. Knowing what you know now, what would you do differently? Just biggest takeaway, Alan, that you would share with the listeners, and same thing for you, Laurie.
For me, it's an easy one. Looking back now, there's only probably one thing that I would do differently, and that's share in the first 30 days. I think when we look back on it, and, you know, I know he shared it before, but an extremely good friend of mine, Jimmy Williams, Jimmy and Bernadette, they're 5-star Gold Circle in Isagenics. I met with them 4 times in my first 3 weeks of Isagenics around basketball. We were good friends through basketball. I had become good friends through basketball, and I had even gone into their Zarapa's coffee shop 4 times, had my green tea, sat down with them. They'd even said to me, I think every time, actually, gee, you're looking great, Al. And I'm like, oh, thanks, you know, I'm just being healthy. And that was pretty much it. And I sort of just fluffed it to the side. And then I get this call. And at that point, it hadn't really hit me. But later on, it had. I get this call within my first 30 days from Jimmy saying, Al, I'm onto this fantastic, fantastic product. You got to get on it, man. And I'm like, well, yeah, what is it? And he's like, it's called Isagenics. And I'm like, oh, mate, I'm already using it. How good is it? And at that stage, I didn't really understand the full business model and all the concepts of it. So, you know, I was excited that he was using it. But now I look back and I go, you know, if you share within the first 30 days, and I understand now it's actually easier, because you can stick your hand up and say, I don't know. I really, really don't know. When someone asks you, what are you doing? And you just say, hey, I'm doing nutritional cleansing. I'm doing this amazing product called Isagenics. And they ask you about it. It's like, look, I'll pass you on to somebody else, and you can hand them on to somebody in your upline or whoever helped you. So I now have learned that the first 30 days is actually the easiest time to be able to do that. And obviously, you just don't know who's going to enroll in your friends and network in that 30 days that you potentially could look back on and wish you'd been joining them together, I suppose, on the journey initially.
So your lesson was you should have started sharing sooner. So very, very true. I mean, I know Jimmy likes to poke you in the ribs and say you would have been an identical billionaire years sooner had you shared with them, but you chose not to. But okay, Laurie, your biggest sort of lesson learned, what would you share?
I don't know if I can beat that one, Warren, but my biggest lesson, it's
just what you do differently, like knowing what you know now.
Yeah, I mean, the consistency from the beginning. I mean, we've always, you know what, we've just been really lucky. Amongst listening to your Take Action podcasts and all the fantastic resources and everything that we have, you know, we've been really lucky. We've been guided really well. We've learned things at the right timing. So I'm not a big person in what would you do differently kind of thought pattern, if that makes sense. But I think key to doing this business, and something that I even aim to do right now as well, is always be consistent. Every day doing the things that you don't necessarily want to do. And this business is relatively easy. Look, I'm not the first to say this, by the way. I'm not taking the kudos for it. But this business is really easy, but it is just mass amount of conversations and looking for ways to help people and in all different ways and whatever it takes kind of mentality. But it's got to be consistent and it's got to be daily.
Love it. And you're right. It does have to be daily. I mean, that's the difference between going platinum and not. And all of our platinums are consistent on a daily basis. And speaking of platinums, guys, that's your next goal. I'm going to throw out a challenge for you because you guys have cumulatively earned $1 million in under 3 years in network marketing. But now my challenge is to you to go out and start earning $1 million annually, year in, year out, because you guys have what it takes, and I know that's just around the corner for both of you. It has been such a treat having you join us this evening. Again, I want to just say congratulations to the four of you. I mean, give Holly and Verona a big hug from me. Because the other thing that I really love about you guys, and we're going to have you back and we'll get into it, is how you do it as a family business, because we are just at SKO, and guess what? Your girls were there as well. I mean, I hung out with them. So, I mean, you do turn it into a family business, which I absolutely admire. And I just want to thank you guys for your time this evening and just the takeaways, because there was some absolutely just golden lessons there, and I do want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Warren, for everything that you do for this team, and your absolute testaments. You and Arlene are just beautiful testaments to the amazing people that you meet in network marketing and on this journey. So thank you so much for everything you do and all of our successes.
Laurie said it all. Thank you guys so much, Waz. We are the most adamant fans from day one of the Take Action Team podcast, and we've listened to just about every one and several of them on multiple occasions, and they've been a massive part of our journey. So thank you guys for everything you do.
Well, hey, honestly, well, speaking of that, then, Alan, you just said this Take Action podcast. If any of you want to be added to the Take Action Team list where you get emailed the calls, you can go to takeactionteam.com. You can join our team email list there, and every week you're going to get these calls sent to you. The other way is you can follow Take Action Team on Facebook, and the calls are put up there. And then the third way you can get it is download Podomatic. Follow the Take Action Team, and guess what? Once these calls come out, they just automatically get sent to your smartphone. As you're working out in the gym, walking the dog, going for a run, you got the call to listen to. And I think you guys heard both Alan and Laurie say numerous times, listening to the calls make a huge difference. So again, everyone, have an absolute blessed week, and we'll talk to you again very soon. Good night, everyone.
Thanks,
Laurie.
Guys. Bye-bye.